Well, the largest concern is that we're not concerned so much with the competition issue, and we applaud the mayor, both Mayor Jacobs and Mayor Dyer, as well as the airport director and airport chairman, to invite low-cost travel to Orlando. I am an Orlando resident, and I share in the tax base as well. And I think more and more tourism and more ability for businesses to expand here based on that tourism is important. The main issue that we see as airline pilots is that this is not an airline in the traditional sense. It is an airline that is being built on what is called a flag of convenience. And what that means is that you have other carriers that fly from overseas, and they come here, such as British Airways, Virgin. They're just recently announced a new carrier that's not very new, but it's new to Orlando International, Thomas Cook Airlines, which flies charter folks. They were landing at Sanford, and now they're landing at OIA. These airlines have been established using their current country's regulations and labor standards. So when these airplanes leave their country, fly here to the U.S., they return to that country. The difference between that and the Norwegian Air incident is that Norwegian Air is going to establish an airline in Ireland, but never fly to Ireland. Now, the way the laws are written and the international treaties are written, Ireland is responsible for the oversight of that airline. And if the airplanes never travel or the pilots never see that country, how can we guarantee that that airline's going to be safe when they're crossing large ocean?
Mm-hmm. What about the issue of pay? I know that in the United States, for example, that there have been stories in the past about, you know, concerns about pilots being paid a good wage for what is a kind of a stressful and challenging job. Do you think, for example, Norwegian Air pilots would get paid a decent wage comparable to what they would earn here?
Well, the issue that we see with Norwegian Air has what's called Norwegian Air Shuttle, which was their original operation. And in fact, the CEO just faced a strike from his pilots over this new organization where basically he's going to offshore all of his flying to this international operation in Ireland. He's going to keep the Norwegian pilots flying. But the reason why he moved to Ireland was because the Norwegian Air Shuttle certificate, as it was issued by Norway, had labor laws and pay rights and vacation rights and things that are governed by law, whereas here in the United States, we govern that with collective bargaining, meaning we negotiate with the company and it's overseen by the National Labor Relations Board. Mm-hmm. So to start moving around to try to shop around for convenience could lead to a lower standard in wages, lower standard in work rules. And quite frankly, it's interesting. It's the way of the cruise ships.
Right. What about other airlines, though? I mean, are there other kind of comparable airlines that are already doing things like this where you can point to it and say, look, their record's a bit spotty. There's already a bad precedent for this kind of thing?
There has already been an accident, which ironically happened in Ireland. Right now, this currently is not on the books for – this is the first for the aviation industry, and we're a fledgling industry. We're 80 to 90-some-odd years old, and we're starting to now see this, where the shipping industry has been around for hundreds of years. So this is why we're taking a large look at this. And the reason being is that there is an instance, there is some history of this sort of scheme being dangerous for its passengers. Ironically, the Irish Department of Transportation issued an accident report in late January from an accident that happened months earlier of a commuter airplane that was flying between Belfast and Cork, but it was using a Spanish-regulated airline registered there in Spain using Spanish pilots. And when the Irish Department of Transportation reviewed this crash, it was an unfortunate incident as they were coming into land. Six people perished, six people lived. And as they did the resultant study, they found that the Irish Department of Transportation said there was a lack of oversight from a Spanish carrier operating inside of Ireland.